This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shoot, yeah, here we go with Tower 3. G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, the Rangers scored 16 runs again this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed that. Had a Cowboys practice going on, a terrific press conference by Shoddy, and so much happened in the world of football as we enter that home stretch before training camp. Now right around the corner. We'll see you in Oxnard. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, so the Cowboys did go ahead and work out a few players today, one of which is Perrion Winfrey, defensive tackle from Oklahoma. You might recognize that name. He had a wicked hit against Brock Purdy when OU played against Iowa State. That might have been circa 2021, but he does have familiarity with Aaron Whitecotton, the Cowboys' new defensive line coach. He was a former fourth-round pick of the Browns, and then in 2023, he went over and was with Whitecotton with the Jets. So he was all UFL this past season, and the Cowboys have had some success dipping into the UFL squads. I think he played with the Birmingham Stallions, who is where they got Brandon Aubrey. But I went back and watched some of his stuff at OU, where he was a two-year starter. I mean, this dude's a big body, 6'4", 290. I like the length. He's got power in his hands. He can push the pocket. He's just he plays a little bit high, which I think is an issue for him. But he's got the traits that you look for versus a guy that they brought in Devere Levelston, who's another defensive tackle, also 24. He's a local kid, played at DeSoto and SMU, was just with the Memphis Showboats of the UFL. He went undrafted, spent some time with the Seattle Seahawks, and our buddy Aiden Durdy, former defensive line coach, that's now the defensive coordinator there in Seattle. Didn't love what I saw from Levelston as much as Winfrey. And Levelston's a little bit smaller. So to me, he looks like, you know, the three tech that you're going to have. Maybe he could even play some edge for you. I think if you're looking for a guy that can come in and maybe help when it comes to just not getting moved off the ball, Winfrey is the guy between the two that I like a little bit more. But we'll see if they end up signing any of these guys. They also brought in a couple of corners, Robert Rochelle, who's a corner that's played with the Rams and the Chiefs. He was a fourth-round pick of the Rams. He was a top 100 player on Dane Brugler's big board back when he came out of the NFL draft. He was actually the 96th overall player on his board. So he has just not lived up to expectations, but he's got ball-hawking ability. And then Jerry Jacobs, another corner that they brought in. This guy is a depth piece. So he can play special teams. He's a guy that's going to come up and help against the run. I know that's something that you're always looking for there. He's got some upside. He started 29 of 40 games, played with the Lions a little bit. And then they brought in offensive tackle George Fant, who's started 75 games at offensive tackle, mostly with the Seahawks. He's a journeyman, a little bit older, 32 years old. So you always want to have offensive linemen. I don't know how much Fant has left, but I'd say Jacobs and Winfrey, out of the guys that I watched, have me intrigued the most. But we'll see if they end up signing any of these guys.
I mean, they do love – I mean, this is something that they've had some success in years past, dipping into these type of players. Most of the time, it's just, hey, here's a camp body, and we'll see if there's a little bit of upside. But this is what you got to do, especially when you have as many holes on your roster as the Cowboys still have, I would say in particular defensively. – you got to go ahead and maybe you can find one little gem out of here that can do some level of contribution for
what you. Need.
When all these leagues started to come together, I thought there was an opportunity that you could have a legitimate minor league, but you have to be so protective of your depth getting hurt that they don't get to play in these leagues to improve your players. So I think it's going to be just roll guys.
Yeah.
Maybe you find a pass rusher that can go on third and long, or a special teams guy, or kick return, or something like that.
Absolutely. Special teams in depth. Like, that's what, to me, all these guys would be. And they clearly needed it, D tackle and corner. So not surprising that they brought in two of each position. Now, we got trouble in Cincinnati. We've been talking about this. Shamar Stewart, former Texas A&M Aggie, was drafted in the first round by Cincy. And I guess he hasn't participated in any of the team's offseason workouts because there's a dispute that's centered around the interpretation of language in the contract that can affect guaranteed money. Now, Cincinnati's never put this in any other first-round picks contract. Supposedly, they've been trying, and every player's been like, no, thank you. I'm not trying to be the guinea pig here. So Shamar Stewart's no different. And yesterday, he was in Cincy. He talks with reporters. And this is what he had to say about the Bengals and their organization.
As in how far I'll take it, it just depends. In my case, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for nothing y'all never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion.
You got a gun?
Sorry.
You got a gun?
You want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion. Well, he has said, deuces, I'm out. He's left Cincinnati. He's not there anymore. So their rookie first-round pick, who they drafted and expected to be a big contributor, especially since their best edge rusher, Trey Hendrickson, is also holding out due to a contract dispute, has now left. And here's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Shamar Stewart can opt out of his contract. He can sit out this entire season and then re-enter the draft.
Oh, there you go.
Next year.
The Kamar Rocker.
Yes.
That is interesting. You know, I can't like totally support what he's doing because he's asking for something that most rookies don't ask for. But at the same time, if he was my kid, I would be like, man, this might be the best thing just to get out of Cincinnati to begin with. This might be a ploy to leave the Bengals. As long as we're good for the next 24 or 12 months, I'm fine. You know, I think players should take a more direct role in, you know, asking what they want coming into the league as far as whatever guarantees they can get. Because once you start playing, once you sign that deal, there's nothing. But also your destination. Like, there's a handful of teams I just would prefer not to play for. Bengals are one.
Yeah. And like Mark Cannon just asked on Twitter, he said, like, how's this work signing first round players? Like, what is there to negotiate? Everyone else is signed. There's not a negotiation here. You've got slotted value at every pick. What Cincinnati's trying to do is add a clause in the contract that if X happens, maybe they're saved some guaranteed money. And Shamar Stewart and his agent are like, Nobody else has done this before. Why are we doing this?
If we cut you and another team pays you, you're not double dipping. That will offset what we owe you.
Is that what this one is?
Yeah, the running back Gordon tried to do this as well a number of years ago.
Yeah, because
he tried to do it from the player side.
From the player side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, Schefter was with McAfee today, and he says the clause that is in this contract isn't normal, and that's why Shamar Stewart is objecting the way he is. So
right. There's
something that the Bengals are trying to do here that is out of the norm for rookie players, maybe any player. And so Schefter's kind of being like, yeah, like, the player and his agent have every right to be frustrated by this and not want to sign whatever it is the Bengals are trying to do here. And the Bengals obviously playing with fire at this particular position. Their defense was disgusting last year.
So bad.
Absolutely awful. And they move on from Anarumo and bring in Al Golden from Notre Dame. We'll see if that works for him. But right now, Trey Hendrickson and your first round edge rusher, Shamar Stewart, not in camp. That's going to be problematic for you. If I'm Joe Burrow and these guys, I mean, yeah, you got your bag, so, hey, you signed that deal, but you also have every right, too, to be like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? And then their top linebacker, their captain on defense, Jermaine Pratt, they just cut a couple days ago. He just gets gobbled up by the Raiders on a one-year $4.25 million deal. So I don't know how that defense is going to look in Cincy, but right now, not very good.
Yeah, I guess Burrow is from there, and they've already gotten to the Super Bowl, so maybe he feels tied to that organization in a lot of ways. But, man, that is going to be one of the greatest wastes of talent we've ever seen.
You can't have paid Higgins, Chase, and Burrow and just like, we're going to neglect the defensive side of the football. I get it. They could score 40 points a game.
Yeah.
But that's not going to ultimately win you a championship. Let's go to New York. Here's Giants training camp. Their wide receiver, Darius Slayton. And the best thing about the Giants is they did sign Jameis Winston over the offseason, and I'm hopeful we get to see some meaningful Jameis Winston, at least to play, so we get the press conference version. But here's Darius Slayton on what it's like just having an everyday conversation. And does this remind you of anybody in your own life?
It's like, it's so hard to describe. It's just like how I'm talking right now, he'd be talking just like this, and it's just the random thoughts that come to his head, and they just come out. And it's like, we were talking about, you know, a slant. How did we get to Kentucky Fried Chicken? You know, it's like just hard lefts. Like, I can't think of an exact example, but like that's how best I could describe it. It's just like random hard lefts. But then he comes right back on topic. So it's like, am I tripping or are you tripping? But you know, he's a really fun guy to be around.
I think we've all got know somebody like that. You're talking with them, or maybe they're talking, they're making a point. Next thing you know, squirrel, what's going on?
Is that Broaddus?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question
here
on this show and potentially the one seed for the entire station.
Since he's not here, it is amazing. I've been watching in my head, like, if Eric leads a segment, he can't get the first sentence out without Brian talking about something on TV or something he thought about.
And then last week...
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah,
can I ask you guys something?
Hold on. And then, like, sometimes it's Eric's crazy. Like, I don't know. And he looks at me, I'm like, well, he's going to ask it anyway. You know, even if you were to say, no, Brian, you can't ask anything. But the other day, he's making like a great Cowboy point. He's on a rant, and I'm thinking, God, this guy's spitting hot fire. He looks up and sees Shohei Ohtani
throwing a bullpen,
pitching a bullpen, and immediately just pivots into describing what that nobody else can see but him into what's happening with Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, Brian, what the hell are you doing?
It's truly impressive.
Yeah,
it's diabolical. I mean,
that's why I wanted him on the show for a long time, and I'm so happy he's on the show. Is that he is just such a treasure because of his football knowledge. The rules don't apply. People are still locked in on his every word. If anybody else in sports radio did that, they'd be like, button, I'm out of here. But they're like, what's Broaddus interested in? You know? Must be something great on the TV, too. It's more important than that play he was just breaking down for us.
It's an old man quirk. And I do wonder when he developed this particular skill set. Like, is this something that is just has come with age? Or was he always this way? But I do think we need to get in the production studio and come up with a bit of a sounder of sorts. You know, the Lucius, what did you call him, Lucius? The Interruptosaurus Rex?
Yeah, right? Interruptosaurus Rex, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He was. Wait a minute, boys.
Some level of some type of Jurassic Park sounder that Lucius can just have as a hotkey anytime Broaddus does one of his.
I was going to put him on a shot clock at one point. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, nah, I probably won't get any food on Friday after a while.
Yeah, well, during LA Live, it's like, okay, so Lucius says something. Then he spends like 5 minutes Googling whatever the heck it was.
Well, to be fair, he's upgraded to ChatGPT now.
That's true. That's true. But like now, Lucius and we've completely moved on. But then it circles back to what he's found regarding that topic. Yeah. And we're going to sit in it now again for a minute or two. It's glorious.
Hold on, boys. I know you're talking about turtles, but you said earlier you said something about Melis. Well, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it right here.
I texted my friend.
Got it right here. Yeah. Got with the gang of seven on that.
Hold on a second.
37 minutes ago, you had a question.
Sit.
I'm taking two phone calls.
I do love, because he's the godfather at a wedding. In South Carolina, we have an LSU Tiger encroaching on Gamecock land, and you know he's going to have he's going to have like an LSU bow tie or something at the wedding. He will have the LSU colors, the purple and gold, will be flying.
He's wearing
high.
A tux.
Yeah, it's probably a purple
tux. It's a black tie affair. Yeah, probably. I mean, maybe it's a full-on LSU tuxedo that he's rocking.
I think the bare minimum is when he hikes up his tuxedo pant leg, you'll see a bright yellow Tigers sock, something. Or maybe he just completely says F all you guys and he goes with his LSU Crocs or whatever.
Yes. He's so ticked.
Oh, he's going to make the Tiger presence felt out there in Gamecock country.
I'd put $50. He's got a pair of Hey Dudes on with that tux.
Yeah.
He's loving those Hey Dudes.
Oh, yeah. It feels like every day he's coming in with a new pair of Hey Dudes.
The joggers and now the Hey Dudes. What's next?
He's leveled up.
He has.
What did you just say?
Amazing.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation.
Saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Guys, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. All right. We're having a good time. And send Brian some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. He shall return on Monday. We'll talk more Cowboys coming up at 4:40, the final shoddy presser. We'll do a little Cowboys Twitter for you. What's next, though, Chief?
What if I told you the most impressive thing the Pacers did last night wasn't on the court?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Up close to 40 likes on the Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube. Hanging out in the chat on breaks. Let's see if we can keep it going, especially if you're an Odyssey app user. Jump on into YouTube right now, Dallas Fan Cam. Hit that like and sub and hang out, and maybe you'll like it. If nothing else, you'll have a good backup if you ever have an issue with the Odyssey app. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Chief.
Sports hodgepodge time on a day where the Rangers beat the Twins 16-3. The Bats are alive in a huge way. Rangers went back-to-back road series for the first time since 2024. So that's wow. Really wonderful. Yeah, Josh Smith, 2-for-5. He gets a homer. Langford with a Jimmy Jack. He's 2-for-4. Evan Carter, another homer, 2-for-4. Berger, 3-for-6. With the homer, yeah, Josh Young getting after it as well. He goes 3-for-5. It was just a wonderful day. Even Haggerty getting in the mix there. You had, of course, Garcia as well getting a homer for the first time in a while. So all things on the up and up right now with the Rangers. That's a beautiful thing.
And the Twins aren't a bad team. I mean, not only are they pretty good, but they have been great at home. Like, to go up there and put that many runs on them, I feel now like I felt at spring training when we were seeing all those crooked numbers go up. Like, okay, this Rangers offense is back.
33 runs in their last 5 games, most runs they've scored in any 5-game span this season. So, I mean, offense seems like it's turning a corner.
In 2 of these games, today's and 2 days ago, that represents 1/8 of the Rangers' runs this season.
That is insane, but can't say it's surprising with just how poor it was. Mm-hmm. But you get 2-16 running today, a 16-hit game. This is, and then it's great that you've got the White Sox to try and keep this thing going. I mean, Jared mentioned they do have some good pitching, But they're a terrible team, and the Rangers swept them already once this year. So get back home and keep this thing rolling.
Like the 214 asked right now, are you buying or selling that the offense is back? I'm buying 100% that it's not going to be in the bottom third. I'm buying that we're in the middle third bare minimum.
Yeah, and man, with a pitching staff like this, that's going to get it done. So this is very exciting. Looking forward to being out at Globe Life Field tomorrow, Comerica Backyard with the White Sox in town. Going to be a lot of fun for sure. Okay, now NBA Finals Game 3, Indiana. Are you kidding me? Something about those fourth Indiana. Quarters, dude. They are never out of it. 116-107, they end up getting it done. 32 fourth quarter points. They outscore the Thunder 32-18 in the fourth quarter. Halliburton got going early, which was important. I think they're 8-1 in the postseason when he scores 20 or more points. He had 19 in the first half. Seeing him be much more aggressive early on in that game was really, really fantastic. Actually, 19 through three quarters for him. But that was huge. And then you had just the role players and the bench.
Dude, the bench. They outscored OKC 49-18.
Yeah, they had 30 points from their bench Crazy. In the first half. And, of course, it was Mathurin who was the star of the show. He was out of this world, 27 points in 22 minutes. They just get a lot of good production from quite a few players. How about TJ McConnell getting in the mix there? Mm-hmm. Five steals. He was getting after it. They kept showing his dad there sitting courtside. Like, I can't believe my little TJ is out here making plays in the NBA Finals. Miles Beautiful. Turner getting it done defensively in particular with the blocks and whatnot. And OKC just looked gassed there at the end.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about Mathurin because that was the first time a guy had 27 off the bench since Jet Terry in 2011 Game 6. The greatest Game 6 bench performance in Finals history. A performance that, if it didn't happen, I don't think the Mavs win the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the type of team that the Mavs were. They needed to get some contributions from other dudes not named Dirk at times. They did it. Now Rick Carlisle has continued the formula. It's working in a big way. Indiana had a player. They had Mathurin, 25 points or more, 75% shooting, 20-plus points, 10 assists from Halliburton, 20-plus points, no turnovers from Siakam, 5 blocks from Miles Turner, and then 5 steals from TJ McConnell. Never had 5 teammates accomplish those 5 feats in any NBA game, let alone an NBA Finals game. So just a well-rounded bunch, and now my Thunder in 6 is starting to feel pretty scary.
Yeah, my Thunder in 5 is Dunsky. And
Pacers in 7's looking good.
Where were we so wrong? I just think they're a team uniquely built to match up with the Thunder and take away the advantages. Plus the plan, probably better coached.
Well, and I don't think Chet Holmgren's a championship player, boys.
Man, Miles Turner, that physicality just gives him fits.
He's
dude.
Getting bullied. And then that crap that he pulled, there's like 4 minutes left in the game. Obi Toppin goes up because Chet Holmgren's exhausted and is just staring and refuses to get in the lane and box out. And here comes Obi Toppin, the high flyer, with a putback dunk. And the game was over after that. Like, Chet Holmgren, dude, want it more. If I'm OKC, I hate that guy.
Hey, dude, I'm totally with you. That was an epic play right there from Toppin. I also love the McConnell steal from the inbounds, and then he just puts it right in, quick 2 points. Like, just little plays like that. But it was a lot of fun, and this was probably the funnest game of the series because this thing was neck and neck.
It was a great game the whole way. It was fun.
SGA was the closest defender on 23 shots by the Pacers in Game 3. That's the highest amount of any game for SGA this season. So Indiana is working in a big way to just get him involved in actions over and over and over again, and you can see him gassed late in the game. You mentioned Holmgren, but this Pacers team, when you're that deep and you have to worry about everybody to some extent, especially on a night like that when you got guys really getting after it. The crowd was awesome. Just a really fun environment. I love this for Rick Carlisle. It's a ton of fun. I can't wait to see now, are we going to get better ratings throughout the series? Like, now that this is a true legit series, can we get some better ratings for the NBA? We will find out. But I still...
Man, if they don't get this one, could the Thunder like cycle through this young class of stars they drafted, not be able to pay them, and have to go in and draft it? And hey, Sam Presti, I think he is the guy to do it. But if this team can't win, I mean,
You know how I look at him, and no disrespect. I know there's a lot of Thunder fan out there, but I still look at him like the Seattle Supersonics. You know, I think it's a rivalry of the Mavs and the Trailblazers, my mm-hmm. two favorite teams. So, I have nothing against anybody up there, but this would be hilarious if they don't win this
second
one.
Second go around. You know, you just got a ton of stars.
Yeah. And then yeah, it just 16 doesn't wins.
Like, it'd be very reminiscent of 2012. They get there, yeah. They get their ass kicked by the Heat, and then it's like, all right, here's three MVPs that you've had on your team. They're all going to disperse and go elsewhere. Fantech's coming after us here. You're right. It was the Rockies that the Rangers swept. It was not the White Sox. They took one of three. The last time they played Colorado. And then, I don't know, we had a math thing go wrong there with one of the numbers that you were quoting, Eric. I don't know what went wrong.
Oh, really?
But it's okay. Just crazy. Wanted to make the clarification. I love you guys.
Wow. Okay. That's not like me to screw up some numbers like that.
No, that's a usual me thing.
Totally out of character, and I promise to bounce back from this. Now, we just laid out all the impressive things that the Pacers did last night.
Just ask something real quick?
Okay. Zach Broadus, live in studio. No, I think the most impressive thing that Indiana did last night was unveiling a brand new menu item that is potentially the coolest and most made for me personally item in sports right now.
It's the quadruple burger.
It's the Indiana Porkster. For $16.99, you get a sandwich that involves crispy pork tenderloin, Osiris beer, roasted bratwurst, thick cut bacon, bacon onion jam, and whole grain mustard on an Indiana branded bun. This thing looks diabolical, bro. And if Carter working from home, yeah, he should be throwing that on the fan cam. I mean, that is just layered with incredible different pork style meats.
That the base of that's the breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. My family's famous for those, making those in Indiana, actually. Dude. Three restaurants. And my parents will make them like once a year when I'm home for summer or something. Like, it's breaded pork tenderloin sandwich night. It's a big deal in Indiana and Iowa.
I love that. Okay, yeah. That's great, because I know, like, local craft barbecue that I love to frequent in Newark, they made a burger in my honor. And I was mentioning how, obviously, like, bacon on a burger is incredible. He's like, I got something better for you. And he threw the pork tenderloin on there. And that just multiplies the deliciousness by about a million.
You take a pork chop and you hammer that thing down, and then you put the egg mixture with the cracker crunches over that, and then you fry it. Boom. It's easy, and it's amazing.
That's getting it done at a high level. Okay, we remember we had our DeMarcus Cousins malice at the Puerto Rican Palace earlier this week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have an update here on DeMarcus Cousins, or as Wolchuk likes to refer to him as,
the one and only DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
Thank you, Wolchuk. DeMarcus Cousins, how about this for a headline? DeMarcus Cousins is suspended for the remainder of the season after scratching his balls and making a heckler sniff his hands. Full details here. complex.com. Oh my gosh, that is an incredible headline. And now he is suspended for the rest of the season for the trouble that he got himself into with what looked like he was ready to fight the entire arena of fans. He was ready to take on however many couple thousand fans were in the building. Yeah, that ends his season, unfortunately. But again, now we know that the Puerto Rican Basketball League is on the map. Hey, and tip of the cap to Paige Beckers last night. She comes back, and she comes back in a big way.
She did.
35 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. She was extremely efficient from the field, and some really impressive highlights. I didn't actually watch this game because we had, of course, we had Rangers, and we had NBA Finals going on. But she leads the Wings in 4 different stat categories already, only playing 7 of 11 games this season.
They need more. I think that put them at 1-10.
That's right.
So that's tough. By the way, on the Boogie Cousins situations, would that be the Mui Malis at the Palace?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and Malice at the Palace.
Sounds good.
I'm sure that
you don't get that reference.
No,
at the Palace for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a Spanish speaking country.
Yeah.
It's the mall in Puerto Rico.
No. My bad. Yeah. I just know that the texters are on fire with the corrections today.
Okay, so they'll pick me up.
I'm sure a Puerto Rican Tolo will give you the goods on that.
Thank you, Chief. Final shoddy presser of the offseason workouts. What he said this afternoon while the Rangers were playing is coming up next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Cowboys minicamp wrapped up today. The player spoke, Shoddy spoke, and we'll get highlights of that here in just a second. Looking forward to being at the Globe tomorrow. White Sox in town. A little bit of a revenge series for the Rangers. They dropped 2 of 3 back in May as the White Sox are kind of figuring it out. And since then, they've played about 500 baseball. I think they're 5-5 this month, so won't be easy. They turned over their roster quite a bit and started playing better than maybe their total record indicates. But a big opportunity. If the, like Sands told us an hour ago, if the Rangers are a good team, then they're the kind of team that would go out and take care of the White Sox, at least 2 of 3, an inch closer back to 500. But they're 3 games from 500 right now, and after scoring 16 runs this afternoon, Rangers fans are excited. Shoddy said he became a little emotional and talking to the team after the final offseason practice, saying these guys gave us everything they had this spring. He also became somewhat emotional, although he did quite well reflecting on lessons his dad had taught him over the years, and said he'd wished he'd been here. But, you know, was asked quite a bit in the press conference while the Rangers game was on about his dad. Well, Chuck and I were listening to it and watching the Rangers game here in studio. And it's just fantastic, isn't it, to have this kind of a head coach who, when you know, hey, we're going to a presser, it's not boring. I will say I think if they lose a lot, people will turn on it like they turned on Dak. But right now it's amazing, and it's incredibly entertaining. Like, I can't wait for his next presser in Oxnard.
I love just listening to him talk. I mean, I think when we got to sit with him last year, we all came away with that, like, man, we could have probably sat here for a couple of hours just mm-hmm. talking football with Shoddy. He is a tremendous people person. But, yeah, I've been blown away with just every single press conference, how he's handled everything so far. Certainly, I think being in the building for the last couple of years, kind of getting a sense for how the Cowboys operate, what goes on with the media, all the eyeballs and the attention that comes with that, which I don't think Mike really understood coming from Green Bay, which is essentially, you know, I've heard Bobby describe it as like you threw a football team in Grapevine. You know, that's how it is. It's a much different scenario when you're coaching there in Green Bay versus Dallas. So I've loved every way that Shoddy's handled it, the energy that he's bringing, the relationships that he's trying to build. But I guess we'll see, you know, on Sundays, on Thursday nights, whenever they're playing on game day, that'll be the true test. I mean, right now everything's going great, and I've loved listening to him talk.
Yeah, it's a good point, Wolchuk.
I love that he's being himself, and ultimately, if you lose, it doesn't matter what type of presence you have at the microphone, we're all going to crush you. So this is just who he is, and hopefully the infectious nature of it builds a particular bond between this team. And I don't know how much you can do from a culture-changing standpoint as just the head coach of the Cowboys, because there's so many things out of your control that can screw that up. But that's the thing that we talk about the most with the Cowboys, is their culture for so long has not been the appropriate one.
And it's how do you manage everything that comes along with this team and still keep a culture? Mm-hmm. And I think Jason Garrett did a great job compartmentalizing it and being a professional with the Joneses. He managed it in his own way. Mike McCarthy wasn't as good, you know, and I think if you're not going to be good at it, you got to go Parcells and almost combat them and let the public know, I don't like this. But Mike McCarthy kind of got drugged into it and kind of got dominated a little bit. I think the right guy could be Shoddy's temperament and personality, where it's like, this is going on, but what we have going on here is fun and excitement and football learning, and whatever this is over here, we can't control it. So let me, you know, try to do my best and not let that drag me down and take away my spirit. Because once that takes away my spirit, then they'll really know who Daddy is, and it's not the guy in the coach's office. So you cannot let that take away your ability to coach. And it's early, but Shoddy looks more prepared than anybody the Joneses have had to thread that needle.
Yeah. I thought Garrett did a lot of good things when it comes to that standpoint. He just never had the real football acumen when it comes to evolving with the times and giving his team a real advantage from the sidelines. And obviously it remains to be seen with Schottenheimer, but based on the staff that he's built and the vision that he's talked about at these pressers, feels like he will have a leg up on Garrett from that standpoint. Maybe the best of both worlds.
Dak has a terrific quote here. He was asked about George Pickens and interactions. He says, that's why I don't think you should ever really listen to what somebody else says about somebody. I think you should judge everyone, not judge, but find out for yourself who they are and allow them to reveal their character to you. The guy, he has been great. He's been phenomenal. He's a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He's been excited every day that he's been here. He's been early, so no concerns on the personal matters of GP and anything about it. Just super excited that he's on our team. He's one of us. He's a brother, and it's just about continuing to grow and make sure we're putting the best out there, and that is his approach. So one mini camp in, and a couple of weeks of OTA practices in, it is very smooth sailing. I don't think the problems happen until you start losing and he's not getting the ball. And that's something you can work around. You know, I think we're very familiar seeing here in DFW with Luka how, you know, some guys who are great teammates just completely lose it. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. You know, a lot of youth parents out there, you know, their kids are playing and a call goes against your way, you lose it, you know. And now, would you want to be judged? Is that your character? It's part of your character, but is it really who you are 24/7, 365? And that's how players get judged. It's like these snapshot of moments where they're under a lot of pressure, possibly being humiliated in front of millions of people on TV, and they're ticked off. You know, it sucks to lose. And I think that's magnified, and I think that's all George Pickens has been, you know, guilty of throughout his times. And I think that's something this team needs more of. Like, we're losing. This really sucks. And I don't have time really for anything else other than fixing it. And maybe fighting the other team. I mean, obviously you shouldn't fight the other team.
Fans.
Most of the time.
Time and place. You know? But I do think that type of energy and competitive spirit, this team does need a little bit of that. You just don't want to see the immaturities bleed into all of a sudden I'm showing up to game day 30 minutes before kickoff. Like you had from time to time with
flights.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That won't be tolerated.
Well, maybe not, depending on how good you are.
Yeah. Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. But the thing with Zeke last year was really weird. Like, okay, he's clearly not playing as well as Dowdle, and he's been late a bunch, and he's still getting shoehorned into the lineup.
That was ridiculous, bro.
Dak Prescott feeling good about his health was the report from Calvin Watkins on Cowboys Twitter. Definitely do. As I said, got to start it early. That's a big part of it. Where I'm at now, feeling great of going into this. I don't want to say break, but ramp up, I guess you could say, with some family time before we get into camp. Last year, he was famously in the boot during this family time. So hopefully we avoid the boots and he's fully cleared at the start of training camp, but I'd probably still do no contact with him just to be safe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Did you guys see the Instagram like Nike Dak workout video that got posted? Pretty impressive. And he was doing some lower extremity stuff that would make you feel like, all right, definitely seems like he's headed in the right direction here.
That's awesome. On his legacy, that was one of the big headlines. Yeah. It says, yeah, I want to win a championship. The legacy, whatever comes after I finish playing, will take care of itself. I want to win a championship. Be damned if it's just for my legacy or if it's for this team. It's for my personal being and for my sanity. I want it so bad for Dak. I thought that was a hell of a line. Shoddy was amazing talking about the legacy, and he said he watched his whole life how people came up to his dad and talked about how Marty Schottenheimer had changed their life. And he said, I'll put my dad's legacy of changing lives up against anybody that also, you know, won a bunch of Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and he continued to talk throughout the presser about how his legacy is going to be defined by how he interacts with people and what those relationships are and how his teams rally for each other when they're down.
Yeah.
You're hurt. You had a bad day. I'm here for you. That's the legacy that he wants these Cowboys to be known of. And damn it, if you can install that, I think he'll be around here for a long time, and I think he'll have a lot of success. And I think he will cut through a lot of that noise that's been around this team.
Yeah, and I loved what he said. I mean, he was asked about like the coaching staff. He just said, we're going to win. And when we win, our coaching staff's going to get raided. People are going to come after our coaches because we're going to win. I mean, he has not shied away from winning is the objective. He hasn't shied away from Super Bowl, using that word. Other coaches have. Like, he knows what the standard is. And ultimately, if they're not winning, then everyone's gone. So he's not shying away from the big picture goal, which is you've got to win. Ultimately, it's results-based. And his dad did a lot of that. There's not a lot of coaches in the NFL that won more than 200 games. Marty Schottenheimer is one of those guys. He's absolutely right about the legacy, despite, unfortunately, he did not get the Super Bowl.
Okay, we have more mini camp wrap up here. Trayvon Diggs clearing the air on his recovery and Micah Parsons on why he went to visit him, and more coming up next here in the Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.